Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Torino Film Festival. I'm here with Salman Nakar. Good morning.
Good morning.
Director of Between Two Dawns in competition here in at Torino. Your film is a very intense drama about a moral question, basically. Because if I can tell them, you know, the plot very, very, very briefly, there is this entrepreneur, there is a worker that got seriously hurt on his premises, and he has to decide what to do. We are in a... Now, before asking you this, I'm going to ask you, why did you choose to tell us this story specifically?
I mean, while making films, you intuitively, you know, do many different, you know, decisions. And there are several things that why I wanted to do that. But first of all, I'm always interested in starting with the character. So I was always interested in this kind of character who is in a labyrinth and whose paths are closing and who's trying to get out of that labyrinth, you know. And I wanted to see a character like that. Also, I was always interested in these issues like crime, punishment, justice, because I study law. Even if I wouldn't make this film, that's something that I'm like always thinking about. And also, I'm really interested in how human beings can change in short amount of time, and how they react when something like this important happens, you know. So basically, when I was thinking intuitively, all these issues between two dons just let me allow to, you know,
to explore
exactly,
all this.
Exactly.
Different. Yeah, because the film, there is this moral question, and we are in a very wealthy environment, so it's very easy for us to say, okay, you see, rich people are bad people, but he's not a bad guy, actually. He's a very concerned guy, and it's very classical that in his surroundings, they're trying to cover things up while he feels a moral responsibility. So how did you manage to get this balance between one side and the other so well and create a tension, because it's like a thriller film.
Yeah. I mean, I believe the life is not like black and white and not zero and ones, you know. There are some gray areas that we don't know what to do. Sometimes people react to the situations like as they know everything, and they're like super well people who react everything so well, you know. I'm not sure many things about life. And that's why I wanted to tell from a character's perspective who is like this, you know. So also, I mean, because I wanted to, you know, ask these questions to the audience, of course, I would tell this story from different perspective, from different characters. But Kadir was the character who lets me allow to pass these questions to the audience, because he doesn't know how to react. He thinks, and then audience also react to the situation. And I talk with many audience saying that I asked this question to myself, and I don't know what to do. You know, I don't know what that was something that I wanted.
Yeah, we cannot stay like an external observers. We have to be into. Yeah, I mean, you bring us into the story and into this dilemma. I wanted to ask you one question about style. The film is very neat, it's very dry, it's like a thriller of the soul, because it's a thriller in terms of editing, of rhythm, of pace, of narrative. But the thriller part is, I mean, there's not a heist, there is not a killing. It's this moral question. So was the form for you important as well as the content in order to create a whole project?
I think so, because like when I was writing, I knew I was going to shoot like this. Every scene was one shot, so there is no cut in any scene, because I wanted to make a film that has a rhythm, but at the same time, I wanted to make audience to feel the time, you know? So I wanted to put them in a position observing with Kadir everything and asking this question to themselves. That's why in order to achieve this, it has to start from the writings in the script. So after I wrote this story, I was checking every scene, like how long does it take? Because you don't, when you don't cut, you cannot change much for the time in editing. Yeah. You can only play with the beginning and ending of the scene, and that's it. So that's why the form was like this in my mind from the beginning. And I think it somehow, the content and the how I should fit somehow, you know, and because I don't want to also force, I don't want to show something is forced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but it flows in a way. But it was like this from day one for me.
And actually, it gives the audience the exact. I mean, it's more involving for the audience. It's more, you know, you understand much more all the pressures and all the problems that this dilemma is causing to the to Kadir. Yeah.
Also, like for me, I didn't want to tell this story from subjective perspective of Kadir, but I wanted to tell objectively, putting audience in an observing position with Kadir, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much to Samantha Carr, director of Between Two Dawns here at Torino in competition. I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.